We're back in session. We do not have any votes coming out of executive. We had an update by the chief on a couple of items. We're going to go to old business. Item number A, ODOT's MOU. We have tried to reach out a couple of times to Attorney General's office who were having reviewed. We haven't heard back from them. I was wanting to discuss it, and then we're going to have another effort with ODOT later over the universal purchasing those wells that we need to discuss. And there's one other item. I believe it's over the, we talked about it in the executive of the use of the right-of-way for the broadband. But with that,
Mr. Chairman.
Can we move that on? Yes.
I was going to make a motion that we forget the Attorney General's review of this, send it to our attorney for review. At the time that we sent this to the Attorney General, we were either between attorneys or there was some issue there. I have reason to believe that the Attorney General's office will be further delayed due to some stuff going on over there. So I would make a motion that we send this to Mr. Pipeston to review.
I'll second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor and a second. Any more discussion? I'd like to call for the question.
Further discussion?
Yes, sir.
Can we maybe get that possibly by the 1st of March? For that March?
March 1st meeting?
I'll ask for an immediate. I'll amend to have it with a deadline of March 1st.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Call for the question, please.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcourt?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you. With that, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Williams. Scout Energy, thank you so much. You picked a great day to be here. Please, make yourselves at home, gentlemen.
You're not Scout Energy.
No, we need EnergyNet. Brandon Savage, thank you.
We all thought you were making it
on the phone.
You had a lease and didn't know it.
Chairman, Secretary, Council members, thanks for having us. We've had the pleasure of meeting some of you before. For those of you that don't know us, my name is Brandon Savage. I'm the manager at EnergyNet. And with me today is Gus Rivera, vice president. A little bit of background on EnergyNet. In 1999, we started online auctions for oil and gas properties. Since then, we've created a buyer base of over 33,000 bidders. These companies include large companies such as Chevron, Devon, Chesapeake, and Continental. In 2011, we started doing online lease sales for the state of North Dakota. Since then, we've managed, we've sold over $2 billion for the different government agencies in the last 8 years.
You just keep going. They're a little tired.
Yes, sir. So last time we were here was right before elections. I congratulate all the new council members. And we had submitted a contract to the council, which had been reviewed by your legal team and approved. And there was a question at the time of whether or not the electronic funds would be accepted on the day of the sale for the 25% that's due the day of sale. Since then, we have confirmed with BIA that would be possible. The recommendation is the Mineral Council would pass a resolution that with specific language that would say that the OSH may conduct online lease sales through a third-party vendor and may accept electronic fund transfers as payment as well. This electronic funds is important because we're bringing geographically diverse bidders to participate in the lease sales, and they won't have somebody here in Pawhuska or wherever the lease sale may be to provide a cash or check that day. So electronic funds is very important to that.
Are you going to handle that the day of the sale?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are you bonded for that?
So what we typically do is, and this is the case for many of the agencies that we handle, the Bureau of Land Management requires a minimum due on the day of the sale. The state of New Mexico requires full payment due the day of the sale.
Okay.
So what we do for both those agencies is we send invoices out on their behalf with wiring instructions and then it's up to the buyer to pay that minimum due.
Do you just need the resolution from us today?
Yes, sir, I believe that's all that we would need to get things going, and then we...
And sign the contract.
I thought they signed it. Okay, Councilwoman.
Yes, I'm not sure you answered.
Caller, I would make a motion that we table this for contractual purposes until we can adequately review the documents. I'm sure everybody else had access, I did not have access to board book it or my emails, and so I'm asking if we could table this to March 1st.
Second, and I agree with that, I did look at the red line version, there's nothing wrong with it. That's like, we didn't have this stipulation in. What we're gonna do is table it and bring it up on the 1st to go ahead and after to review the contract.
Is the contract...
I just have a question.
I don't see the contract, is it in here?
It's not in that book, it was submitted to the previous mineral council.
Well, did we pass a resolution supporting it?
We did.
But it was not, wasn't the electronic part?
That's correct.
That what you added to it that's changed it? Because I remember that VIA Hartford.
We need to see the contract.
Yes, of course, I have a motion on floor, council.
I have a question. I haven't had opportunity to view anything on board book it with regard to this, but the options that you would like to perform for us, is it separate outside of our quarterly lease sales, or is it something that you want to do in conjunction with our lease sales and just have online bidders and while we're conducting our lease sale?
It will be, if I may take
that. Please.
It will be, we will conduct your quarterly lease auction. We will follow all the CFR 25226 procedures to hold a lease sale. We will make sure we're compliant with the BIA as well. But we will hold the auction. Bids will be taken exclusively online. We want to maximize the competitions, have the buyers bidding on the same place. And at the same time, we accommodate for other agencies when somebody asks you, I have to have a lease today on certain quarter section, and then we'll come here and petition it in front of the council. We can accommodate having that lease ready for bidding in 24 hours. So yes, we will do your regular quarterly sale, but at the same
also
time—
Also in person?
Bidding will only occur online. The contract is not exclusive.
You wouldn't be conducting our auction then, you'd be just the online bidders. You'd just be handling the online bidders while we are having a physical oral auction.
If there's a bidder that wants to bid, you have, and shows up here, you have to direct them to go online and bid online.
Even if they're here in person to bid on it?
Yes.
They've got to log on?
Yes, they can bid from their cell phone. There will be a notice, we'll post notices as far as we can out in time for the sale. So it will be the situation that somebody wants to be and wasn't aware that the lease was online, it wouldn't be very likely to occur, but we want all of the bidders to be through the website.
The World Wide Web just became a million.
Yeah, Paul, I think when we worked this out before, man.
Go ahead.
We decided that we were going to try to do it online, but if we were going to try to accommodate some of the locals that maybe not tech savvy, that we would set up something here to coincide with the sale, and if they wanted to bid, then they could bid.
Where we could help them if we needed to.
Yeah, we could set up a you know.
We could have somebody orally bid.
Computerized, and they set them up with a bidding number and all, everything they needed to make a bid, a bid number, whatever. I bought cattle online. I kind of remember that, but then they could say, well, I want to bid some more on that and keep going until they finally fall out or they win the bid. But we were going to try to do it locally here for the locals.
And you would get your commission. But
most everyone out in the field now would be bidding right here.
Well, what about even our local bidders? I guess they would have to pay a commission to you to even get to bid on one of our leases?
Yes.
If they win it, not to bid, if they win it.
If they win, yeah.
Then how are you going to get the nominated elements in? That's going to be the next question. That has to be in front of you because that's actually your target environment.
Right.
The website you go to.
How many weeks is it ahead of schedule? On that closing date of nominations, is it available that evening? What I'm looking at, there's a window between it and the actual lease sale. That's, otherwise, they're just throwing it out there. But they're going to have some kind of, some kind of element of sale.
This is like oil and gas lease sale, like eBay. You have a timed, like this, we'll have a starting point, and it will run for, say, 72 hours. And so everyone can bid on what they see, they can look at it. It's just using innovation and technology. And so they get to see where the leases are. They can click on it, and then it will bring up, this is the area, right? Okay, so it's just like, it's like on eBay, or just like you're going to order something.
We're called racehorse style, whoever wins the end.
So, and then after the 72 hours, then, well, they have to register. And then do we provide all the information for the leases? So we would, who would, BIA?
Yes, see, we were trying to get everything online, all our leases and all the drilling reports and everything, and then they hit us with FOIA, so that kind of...
Yeah, because you would need a data room and all that for people to look at stuff, and we don't have access to our well records right now, so we can't even provide you with anything.
Yeah, BIA has to do it.
And we are building a website to put all this online for our own website, but we're kind of...
We have the IHS site.
Yeah, we have the IHS site.
Yeah, do they have the IHS capability?
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't feel like it's fair for one of our local producers to have to pay a commission to somebody to come up here and buy a lease from us. It's one thing for somebody in Denver, Colorado that doesn't send somebody down to bid on it in person, but somebody that's used to coming up to our quarterly lease sale, I just don't feel like they should have to pay a commission.
Councilwoman.
I think the whole point of, in reading through just what I've read, I too was in the middle of, I hate to say this, but every 3 months they decide to change our password, so you know, I was in that flux there trying to get the stuff. So I'm reading through everything, and it shows that as opposed to an in-person lease sale, as to doing an online, it's literally an increase of revenue that we would see on our leases up to 30% to 40%.
Or even more. The agency we have performed the worst for is the state of Colorado. We increased revenue by 270%.
That's right, okay.
We usually give bidders 7 days to bid, so if that gives you, I can't do it Monday, I can't do it Tuesday. 1 day inside of 7, we will be able to bid. And to address the issue of is may or may not be fair for locals to pay extra, we run a study for the bidders on the state of New Mexico. We looked at the top 10 bidders from the year before using EnergyNet, and then we looked at the top 10 bidders after a year of using EnergyNet. Only one remained, and he's the very last one. So generally, when we bring that competition, you will see new players come to your territory and bid on the leases. So yes, a lot of the locals, if they win a lease, they will have to pay. It's 2% of the bonus. It's not a low fee. However, competition is going to drive that price high, and if a local is used to coming here and buying a lease for $10,000, there is a big chance that they will not be able to do that again.
Councilman.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Rivard, I think you're bringing up a really good point. IHS doesn't have the critical data that our customers will need to make sure, you know, build up their confidence that the data they're looking at is accurate, and that the trip over there is required. So that's my only concern. I mean, number one, we got guys locally that know how to do it and can do it. But if we're trying to get somebody out here to the world, they won't have that ability, and they have to try here to do it. So that's the challenge. I guess I'm willing to try. But without the ability for IHS to give good data over to another county, but they have a problem getting the data, which if the which is available here because it's still over and protected under 40. We'll just have to see if we're going to have a good return or not. I'm willing to try, see what happens. Cause, you know.
Thank you. Councilman.
Well, do you all use IHS data to provide to potential bidders for the best time?
That is a very good question, because actually the only data you provide to the buyers is data related to regulations and stipulations that must be followed in order to obtain a lease. We do give them GIS data to put on the map. We don't do a background check on the property, or we don't tell them what is the potential all of the place. All that is on the buyer to perform their own evaluation. Our philosophy is if there's going to be a lease sale, then we can increase competition by virtue of increasing exposure and expending money on marketing. So whether or not conditions at the time will be ideal, if you are still going to have a sale, we would love to serve you with the auction service.
So the process then, like for the other companies that you're already providing the service to, like some
of these stage entities, how can they potentially get the records? Do they, I mean, do they notify the reseller and inform them to go to the state or the company data area, you know, online?
But for the state and federal government,
resellers are the home, some of the buyers to find that data and perform their own analysis. When we do call a sale for a private company, Chevron, Devon, any major, we do business from majors all the way to independents and individuals. We sell deals from $100 to $150 million. But when it's a private company, we do ask them to provide that data. But if it's a government, whether it be federal or state, we send the buyers to go see that.
Now, if let's just say this was a set in. We're going to run into the same problem Councilman Rebar is talking about. The other concern I have, and let's say even to get these nominated, we've got to get to those records first, or actually their process won't help us. Because we're literally just throwing it out there anyway of the ones that were put in. But the actual motion right now is to table this. Is there any other comment? I want to add just one other thing.
Yes.
That's right, you had one thing.
Thank you. God. I don't talk much. When I do, I get in trouble. All I want to say is that again, I think the BIA was willing to provide information on these leases and work with this company. And they were also, you got to remember that these, I'm trying to talk a little bit. But a lot of the acreage is going to be open. It's not going to be held by production. So there will be people you have to ask permission to look at their information. These will be open areas. So that will help. My one question is on this contract is it, are we locked into this for
not
a period of time?
If you can enter this contract and never hold a sale through EnergyNet, it's not an exclusive contract.
Okay.
We're regulated by PENRA and the SEC, so if we are going to hold a sale for the Osage Nation and then send an invoice, and with that invoice create a debt to the Osage Nation, our regulators require us to have a contract in place.
Okay. I think this is really worth trying. I mean, it could really, you know, the knock on Osage has always been it's a closed community. The only one knows about it is these locals. Mm-hmm. Why can't, and I've heard from shareholders, why isn't more people coming in? Well, everyone knows the problem with Osage. It's you've got to be kind of in and know the ins and outs of the regulations. So this might really open up some inroads.
Councilwoman.
Outroads, whatever.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us to, you know, bring technology in. But I just wanted to note to my colleagues that they can go online. Your website is on the very last page. I'm on there right now. You can look at the sales results and sell, you know, different things here. And I just think that, you know, perhaps it being a non-exclusive, it might be something we can try out. and see what people say. 2% on the bonus is very nominal in comparison to what our estate should be worth to us. And the last thing I'll say is I call for the question.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chairman. I think just like some have said so far.
Counsel.
So just like some people have said so far in this room, there's always advantages and disadvantages to every project. And we got to make some steps forward sometime. You know, advertising is one of my key things that I studied over the years. And 40% of your business is advertising. And that's just part of it. This is part of that. Just like Andrew was saying, it's part of that. If we don't get ourselves known out there, this ain't what can happen. It's already getting bad enough. We got it. I think it's a good thing.
So it's fair way.
If I may say one more thing is, if we enter a contract with the Osage Mineral County Council, we will work with the entire council or anybody you designate inside the council or outside until the look and the page for each parcel being auctioned contains all of the information you have to have. And we will also work it on a process where we're not going to be in a rush. We're going to first do an email, send a postcard to the entire oil and gas industry and tell them the Osage Nation will have online lease sales soon, and then we will have a sale. So yes, advertising and moving the word to the industry that the oil lease sales will be online will be a big, big part. And we'll do it slow and we'll do it right, and we will follow your direction. Like, you want dealers to see this regulation, this is important to you, then we will have dealers, we will force them to digitally sign a document that is
the
regulation before they can.
Yes, sir. That is actually going to be one of the requirements on the internet for us. Counsel?
I have a question. Thank you, Chairman. Do you all have any international buyers, or is it just all domestic buyers?
We have people who their main holder is in a different country. However, everybody else that we serve requires them to have an entity in the U.S.
Okay.
So, to answer your question,
SEC Home Corporation in America.
Okay.
Just like we handle some of our other tribes.
Some of the agencies even require U.S. citizenship.
Do you send out certain lease sales to certain groups of people depending on the area, the depths? We're kind of a stripper well production right now. Would you have a target just for us that would go to one group of your buyers, or would you be sending that to every buyer you've got?
We initially will send it to everybody for quite some time. I would say perhaps for several years to come. It is interesting to me how we've been doing this from 2011 for the state of North Dakota, and we've been telling everybody, but there's new companies that come to the business, and they're new in the business today, and they find out about our website today. So likely we will have a special group that we target with different marketing. We have proprietary software that knows what your buying profile, so we target you different, that we may target her, okay. But we will tell everybody.
All right, thank you.
Counsel, I'd like to end with this one. Call for the question, Chair.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes. We will come back to you with the. Would you like to review this?
We'd like to see the contract. I think we all would.
Yeah, we need to have that posted on.
If we could bring that back on board first.
We'll take care of that by in the morning. If I can pull it up. I don't think mine can yet.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at also is the federal government is not going to be too keen on changing their spots. I think you're going to force them to. I think that this council will review that. The other comment is that we do want it sent out there. I will say this is that we don't want to sell it as a stripper well. because they're only looking at 2 to 3 barrels. Even the ones we heard in IPs today are 30 to 40 range. Well, I know some of them are 80. Some of the verticals went, what was the highest, 1,280 before they combed it on the vertical, horizontal?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some of those were in that type. That's what I think we need to look at. I think there's a future there we've never looked at. I feel like that's what we're going to come back to you for. The next question is that I see something else happening. If this energy net is there, then we're going to have the staffing available to allow any walk-in to have us put their bid in. But see, then you got the other concern is that they're not registered.
Well, that's why we got a newsletter.
No, they're not registered to pay the nomination and stuff. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Work out those are logistic details that we brought.
And every state, if I may ask this one, every state agency that we brought in, it was a process. And we've talked to local oil and gas groups, and we've explained it. Now, the first thing you have to expect is local buyers will reject the idea. Nobody wants to fight against the entirety of the oil and gas industry. As long as it's close in here, I can pay less. When I have to compete with people who are used to paying $95,000 per acre on the Permian, those guys can come here and I'll be a $10,000 bid in a second. So the locals are not going to be keen to outside competition. So expect that. We have dealt with it before. Our mission is to increase your revenue, and we provide the buyers the best service we can. But while yes, in a way we serve the buyers, our client is the OCG account.
Very well.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just did a little housekeeping.
Just absolutely appreciate these gentlemen today, and the chairman's gonna circulate the contract, so I think that we heard a lot of favorable comments.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time more than anything.
We have provided a reference. Do feel free to reach out. All of them have been advised that you have this reference and you may reach out to them.
Okay, thank you.
Probably along with you. That's how we need to look at it a little differently for us. The last question I have is that one issue that's going to come up later is that we'll do 160-acre tracks later on. If it all goes storming up and they want a bigger, or we just sell it track by track until we get it all they want, don't you think it'll be better?
It's nice.
Not unless they offer us something serious.
These guys go to every trade show there is.
Yeah.
They had a nice booth at NAPE in Houston.
Very good.
Really heavily traveled, staffed by half a dozen girls, and they answer questions and pass out cards and in trinkets and stuff.
Thank you very much,
guys.
Thank you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I am going to go on to the next one.
Did we skip Scout? Or
yes, we did. And
they're not here.
Can we table them?
We can table them.
Ma'am. Well, I need to table it, but also I just read a report from the Bureau of Indian Affairs over Scout Energy. Wasn't it over an assignment?
Yeah, they don't have an assignment. That's what's holding up there.
Let me tell you, Scout is selling in the next 30 days.
Thank
the company
you.
I'm not going to ask how you know that, but I know that.
Very good.
Well, they had an all-employee meeting yesterday.
Midcon Energy.
Not to drop
the
name,
but
you're free to go.
Yeah.
My God, we can't hold you any longer. If there's anything we can do, we'll take care of it.
We have our contact information.
Yeah,
and we've already sent it out. Thank you, Lacey.
We might have to go.
Yes!
Argentina.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table Scout workover to March 1st to see if they come.
Yeah, their problem is with their...
No, they weren't sure.
With a assignment, bonding assignments,
they're
operators.
They didn't have any
time. I'm getting flipped again.
They're heading anywhere.
Another Scout.
I haven't seen that company switch or something.
I heard they're not keeping any.
Really?
Yeah. They're not keeping anything, so MidCon may be the next person that comes in.
Did you have a second on that?
I did, Councilman.
Councilman Redcorn, I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harland, second by Councilman Redcorn to table Scout Energy, item 8B. Please call for the question.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redable?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Deputy Chair Gates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, I have an NCI report from Councilwoman Gray.
Okay, it's a, if you refresh your computer, it's on there. I just did an overview. Day one, it was the, I was invited per our attorney, secured me a seat and listened to the State of Indian Nations. It was real important to be there because not only are the tribal leaders, but also the speaker list that they had was, did a response from Representative Deb Hyland, and also I was able to speak with President Keel before the event and had a nice conversation about us being there in person. So that worked out real good. I put it here, unless you just want me to read it or do it in time, I think you guys can, I can give you some of the highlights. In the afternoon, I went to the Tribal Lands Work Group, which met, and it consists of all the updating the current land issues with specific focus on federal permitting. And of course, I, during the comment period, I told them about the ABB. So that was interesting to be a part of. And then we went to the honoring reception that evening with Deb Hyland and Representative Sharice Davids. Was able to talk directly to them and to their people and said that we would be coming up there at a future date and be more specific of what we want to inform them on, you know, our challenges here at Osage. Just going swinging back down there. The next day, we had a really full day of the general session. Every congressperson that came by, where they sat, Eastern Oklahoma tribal leadership was on the front row. So they had to basically walk by me to get up on the stage. And so, of course, I took advantage of that and went over there and was shaking hands and introduced myself. I worked it. So, of course, I know Congressman Tom Cole very well, and then Deb Hyland talked, Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. She's Native American. She's from, I'm going to say, White Earth, I believe it is.
Gotcha.
Up there. But the reason why it's important for us to have that relationship with Lieutenant Governor Flanagan is that when all the governors and lieutenant governors meet, they talk about individual states. And so when they talk, now we have, well, we got Governor Stitt here in Oklahoma, and also Peggy is very deeply grounded in her culture. And so when we talk about Indian issues or sovereignty issues, she already knows. So it's nice to have that voice with all the state senators, I mean state governors and lieutenant governors. Also got to visit with Senator Udall. And then I didn't get a chance to talk to Jeannie Hoagland, but that was with the administrator of Native Americans. The rest of the day after that, we went to the Hill. So those were our Hill visits. And so, and then on the 13th, I got to meet again with Sharice Davids, and this is the one that I really was interested in listening to, was Cedric Chavez. He discussed the Indian Energy Bill. He is a councilman with Southern Ute, and further down in my report, I go over what our discussion. He took time, I mean, he was one of the speakers, but he also took time just to sit and meet with me, and so I had about 25 minutes with him. I put in here the NCA policy on energy, And so at your leisure, you can read that. That's where I found out that, you know, if you go into the second paragraph, you know, that there are approximately 49 steps and 4 federal agencies involved in any country energy development. While in just the states require only 4 steps for energy development in certain state processes. And so that's why I wanted to make sure that you had seen that. And I did talk to some of the executive committee, and they just recently, Jackie Petta Johnson just resigned yesterday. And so they're looking at reorganizing some of their committee structures. And I told them that if they needed any help on energy or the large land-based work group, you know, that we would be interested in having a seat at the table. I don't know as a chair or anything, but at least be invited to those, be involved in that. I think the more that they see us there and we're involved, it's only a plus. And I had that discussion with our attorney, and he agreed as well. So, I mean, I just want to make sure that people know that Osage was in the house.
Question.
Let's see. The legislative update, we talked very much about TERRA. That was the Indian Energy Development Self-Determination Act amendments. And I believe that that's what Chief and Mr. Mullen had gone over. So, and then the meeting with Cedric Chavez. The subcommittee councilman advised that providing a well-thought-out plan internally with legislative actions. The other thing he recommended early on was set up a FASB and GASB rules for the establishment of the OMC, Department of Regulation, as well as meeting with the feds and the development of relationships on the Hill. And I think that's where we've talked about that all day today, so I think that's I'm not saying anything new there.
Okay.
I just went ahead and referenced the meetings with Energy and Representative Lucas were outlined very well in Wilson Pipeson's memo to the OMC. And so that was, I think, you know, one of the things that you had asked me to do is start relationship building with the 116th Congress. And also the White House listening session, I was at the Hill, so I was unable to be at that meeting. So that is one meeting I wasn't able to meet at NCI. But we had already had set up the meetings over meeting with Lucas, and that went well. So that's my report.
And I just wanted to interject that when we had talked over that, not only for Lucas, but he was also in support of Langford helping us. But Senator Cole, who got us the money for the plugging, to refresh that and thank them, because that's exactly what we're heading back to over the funding for what we don't want as far as open well bores. Does that complete your report?
I was trying to think, there was one more thing, and I did give your sentiments to Senator Lucas about thanking him about carrying that money.
They jumped right on it. Thank you. Council.
Councilor Gray, you know, we all realize what the circumstances were, you know, going to the NCAI convention, and it was brought on so abruptly, you know, that's why there was a lot of opposition. Needless to say, you know, is there any way we can get on the agenda in the next NCAI convention as a delegation? Is there a possibility that we can get on the agenda, on their agenda?
Well, you know, there is a process of getting, and I think that will be really helpful when we have Wilson here, Mr. Pipeson, so that we will be able, guys, I'm like Trump, I can't pronounce anything today.
Don't worry. You're on your seventh hour.
I guess the short answer would be yes, and then we'll be able to discuss that at a later date. Yes.
Then we can all, as a delegation, go.
Yes. Go, right? Yes, sir. And the other concern is, and that ends our report.
That's my report.
I only have down here for travel. They've not rescheduled my travel for RPC. We just talked to the chief about the DOI secretary. Was there any other thing we needed for the travel?
No,
Yes.
Okay.
Can I address that?
Yes, you need to.
Yes.
Take over what?
I don't know.
I couldn't hear. What's the topic?
Travel.
Travel. If you look at on our agenda.
My battery went dead.
On, well, okay. After 7 hours, my business.
I did too.
Well.
Well, they looked at me and said, well, I didn't hear. I thought you cleared your computer.
Here's probably one of our challenges, and I think that you heard Chief speak to it when he was, I can't talk about it because it was an executive.
Yes. Thank you.
We are looking at doing some of our functions internally. Like we are going to be able to order our own equipment and not go through the waiting period. I'm going to just give you for example, we were in the IT committee the other day and we got the paperwork of, we ordered our table and chairs and our equipment. We ordered it in September. Till we started, our staff started, I said, can you just follow up, find out? Because we're having meetings. I've been asked by several of you, when can I get a desk and chair so we can set up our workstations? And come to find out that we had asked on the end of January, and then an answer was like, well, you'll have it. Remember the last meeting? They said 3 weeks you'll have it. Come to find out, they did not get signatures on any of that or order it until February 12th. And it shows where everybody signed off on it. There's a little place that shows. So this stuff could have been signed off on and we could have had it months ago. But anyway, so one of the functions that our staff says they are able to handle is that we can do our own procurement and also our own travel. In order for us to get travel, like recently having just traveled from the time we said, it was up and I found out almost like the night before I left what my travel schedule would be. And because the nation was closed for those, remember the 2 days of the winter snowstorm? So, not just because me, but it's been other things that have taken us, whether it's been reimbursements of our travel, that takes literally
3 months.
Yeah.
It took them 3 months to get mine back.
Yeah. I think the quickest we've seen is probably, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks for reimbursements, 4 weeks. And where other entities are getting it within that week. So we're kind of like low on the radar over there. And we had this discussion, Chairman Waller and myself with Chief, when we've gone over there, how can we expedite this? And it's just, I don't know if they just see us as so independent that if we're independent, then I guess we could be able to do our own. So he had put this on the agenda that staff can go ahead and make our travel arrangements. It's just one more function that we don't have to wait. They could have had that done within.
No, I've got a question. Do we have a policy committee still? Do we?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's what I was going to ask in my segment on the agenda, is I need to run these through the policy committee. But I think Councilwoman Harlan could direct how we could handle it.
I think it's a good idea.
I think just as long as they're okay with it, whatever process we set up, we could come over here. Not only us, but the clinics that way, the gaming's that way.
Yeah.
All these independent organizations within the nation, just they can have their own as long as it mirrors the law. Mm-hmm. So I think, I was going to ask Councilwoman Harlan if we could work on that policy for the travel, because the big thing, well, I'll keep mine.
You're actually leading into my next two.
Okay. Yeah, and I totally agree that if we just run that, maybe we could come out with that policy. I think all we have to do is, as long as we are following the nation's
approved budget, we're fine. But the other is that we can develop the TA here and deliver it to them. And then they need to just jump on it, because that's what's holding us up, the signatures on the TA alone. And while we're on the subject, I'll move on down. That's what credit card's about. We used to have one for our council on travel. I can't wait 3 months to get called back up. Number one, we don't get paid enough. Number two is that you shouldn't do that. So we used to issue out of accounting, if you guys went on trips, we'd send a card with you.
Yeah.
And of course, it's budgeted, we have travel, but that's the only reason this is on there. I would like to add it to the concerns of travel and policies and procedures.
Send all these items to the policy committee.
Okay. Excuse me, second chairman.
I just got a question. When you was traveling, did you have a problem with a credit card? Did they?
We don't have one.
We don't have a credit card.
Okay. Well, I know when I've traveled before, they always ask for a credit card. And I said, well, the nation booked everything. I should be all right. And they said, no, you can't check into a hotel. You can't check into, you have a credit card.
Wait, let me add to that. They went ahead and called them. And then they wouldn't accept it, so that's why they even reserved my room, and I had to pay for it even with their numbers on.
Yeah, I went up there.
Anyway, that's where it's going, but I'm glad the secretary brought that up.
You went on travel without a check, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been reimbursed for my summer day trip.
Yeah, so this is our issue.
Well, I got the reimbursement from the federal government.
Yes, sir.
I had to give it to the Osage Nation, and then they didn't give it.
Yes, sir.
I went to that Oklahoma City. I paid the whole thing. They didn't do the travel at all.
Well, they told me that they overpaid me. I got to pay them back $68, and they said, well, we'll just take it out. Here's the deal. Those two ladies back there said that they're capable of doing it. We just need to get a policy in place. And I guess my motion is that we'll ask for travel, our
credit card,
our PL account.
No.
Sorry.
I'm going to move that on to the first.
Vehicle
policy into policy and procedure committee.
So moved.
And if I may,
please,
on vehicle, if we do this. The thing is with the vehicle is the Orphan Well grant, Candy doesn't want, if we use the vehicles like doing other things for the minerals and then doing stuff for Orphan Well. We can't mix those two.
No, that's correct.
So I'm going to propose that we keep mileage and a procedural be going to indicate if you're going for mineral business or if you're going for Orphan Well business on the run sheet. And we'll set that up in policy if the council approves. And then she's got the burden for the grant expenditure.
Yes, sir. Got it. Yes.
Do we also get a gas card? Gas card is different than what, if we use it, that would save money because it's
money. GSA develops, but
that's, yes.
Is that it?
I'm including that in there.
He already has it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're set there.
Gas card and the WEX card. Use.
With those items, do we need a resolution to send it to committee?
No. Okay.
Are you folks fine with sending those over there? I'm going to ask the table, the PL account, and we'll bring it up on the first. And it will be, I wanted Janelle to answer a couple questions. We've been reviewed through the nation's audit. They asked for a certain item, and that's one reason we didn't get the information in time to finish out the Jim Swan report. We're going to add that all in there, but she wants to clean this account out. There's three accounts up there. The first one gets dispersed automatically. And I better not say anything else. We're not in executive.
I make a motion that we table the PL account to the March 1st meeting.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcord?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And I would also like to go into item H. Councilman Red Eagle, we're going to remove that. I'd like to table it to March 1st.
So moved.
And with a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilwoman Harlan, I would like to go ahead and call for the question. The only discussion period is that I know there's some adjustments being made, and we'll clarify that. And I'd like to take it on to March before we look at changing those.
I agree.
Can we look at it?
Exactly. We haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Just to table a call for a question, please.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Radigal?
Yes. I have Oklahoma Land Commission visit by Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes, since we are getting ready to sign a contract with an internet company, I'm not sure if this is even relevant anymore. So I move to just take it off the agenda or not. You know.
Can I ask just to table it until we get through the review?
Sure.
Are you asking to get rid of it or table it?
Well, you know, I'm just really kind of talking out loud here, discussing it, because, you know, when the internet came today, I had forgotten that the previous council had already gone through this whole process. I'm not sure how it just popped up so quickly, but, you know, it's an interesting thing we need to look at. But then it kind of negates, you know, looking into another service. However, I think we're all on board with trying this on a temporary basis. Perhaps we should table this to March 1 and decide if we don't proceed that.
Is that in form of a motion?
It is in the
second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Foreman, second by Councilwoman Harlan. Table Oklahoma Land Commission visit. Call for a question, please.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Meeting minutes, amendment to January 4th. Councilwoman Foreman.
I had just happened to go back and was reading the minutes, what I thought were the approved minutes posted on for January 4th meeting, and I wanted to amend the minutes to clarify the language on item number 6, which says, and it come to find out, I was approving minutes. I mean, I was wanting to change minutes that weren't the actual approved minutes.
That's good.
The wrong ones have been posted. However, I still don't think the approved ones are reads exactly the way it needs to be. So I will read to you how I wanted that to read if you want to look at item number 6, because that's not provided here.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Yes.
You cannot amend the minutes. What you can do, what would be the best solution to what Councilwoman Foreman is attempting to do, is to amend her resolution. Because she has some wording she wants specific. You can't amend those minutes, they've been approved. That's a done deal. But you can amend the resolution, and that's what I would make a recommendation that we do right now, is amend the recommendation, the resolution, to say exactly what she wants it to say.
Do I need to have a closing vote on the first motion?
She hasn't made a motion yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't made a motion.
I'm just getting tired.
Yeah.
But the
motion could be that she makes an amended resolution for the in-kind gas that says the wording she wants.
Do you want to change?
It was the word options. But I thought we fixed that.
So you have to ask her to amend her motion.
Her resolution. Yes.
Got it.
Her motion.
I'll take care of this.
Yes. And I'm sure Councilwoman Harlan will correct me if I don't get it right.
Maybe I will.
Which she's perfectly welcome to do, because I want to get it right. I would like to amend the resolution on these approved minutes for January the 4th for item number 6 to read. And you all have it. I'm going to read it, but I don't know if anybody has this. Motion by Councilwoman Foreman for a resolution to request the superintendent issue an order to give the Minerals Council an option to take gas in kind as recommended by the Natural Gas Committee, seconded by Councilwoman Ray.
Just as point of order, she's correct in everything except you cannot amend the minutes. So she's making a motion that amends her original resolution. And I'll second that for her.
Hang on. Clarification.
The original resolution reads, the SH Mineral Council hereby provider is making a formal request to the superintendent of Osage Agency that an order be issued allowing the Osage Minerals Council the option to take gas in kind.
So it says what?
That's the approved?
Yes.
That's the resolution.
That works then. Okay, so then no action would need to occur.
Yeah.
The minutes aren't what she wants it to say, but the resolution is.
Yes, and it says it correctly. Thank you.
And that's all I need to say.
Out of clarification, then I'd like that motion to go away.
Motion to rescind.
We have to.
So moved. Second.
So moved. I have a second. Motion to rescind by Councilwoman Fulton, second by Councilman Redcorn. Call for the question, please. Yes.
Second, Chair Gates.
No.
Oh my.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray.
Go with him. Go with him, just ready thunder.
Councilwoman Harlan.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle.
Yes.
Councilman Red.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Motion on the February 1st.
I make a motion to approve February 1st, 2019 minutes.
Second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor, Councilman Harn, second by Councilman Red Eagle. Please call for the question.
Please.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Abstain.
Councilwoman Gray.
Hold on. Which way?
February 1st.
Yes. Councilman Harlan.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle.
Oh, wait. No way.
Councilman Rebar.
You're down.
Abstain.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Secretary Hayes.
Yes.
Motion passes.
6-0.
Did you
with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I don't think we just call for a question. I'll give it the first motion to Councilman Harlan. I'm going to actually add Councilman Redcorn on as my second. We have lost. I want to thank you all before we call for this question. I want to thank you for a long day for your people. You don't know how many you helped. The time of your battle is never on the victory. It's in the struggle our people are having. I commend you for that. Call for the question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Stand up.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Let's see how much we are on the. I should have gotten a no on that.